Orderliness is next to godliness. Orderliness is next to godliness. How do you want your life to be? Do you want your life to be an orderly life? Do you want your life to be a life that is filled with balance and peace and harmony and goodness and everything that is beautiful? Do you want everything in your life to be orderly? Well, some people are super orderly, and some people are just orderly. But do you want to be a balanced, orderly person? Do you want to be someone who is totally in charge of themselves and just happy with themselves and delighted with themselves and feeling with themselves that everything they're doing is great, everything they're doing is wonderful, everything they're doing is fantastic, everything they're doing is balanced and harmonious and joyful and peaceful? Is that what you'd like your life to be? Well, I think most people would like to have their life to be somewhat in balance and somewhat in order and somewhat harmonious. But can we really be harmonious? Can we really be fantastic? Can we really be a wonderful, joyous, marvelous being? Can we? And the answer is, it depends on us, isn't it? It depends on us whether we want to be that way or whether we don't. Many people like to live in sloppiness. They like to live with things out of order. They like to just throw things on their bed or throw things on the table or throw the clothes at a chair or in toward the closet. And to hang it up, that's the last thing in the world they would think about. Yes, that's the last thing in the world they'd think about. It. But really, what do you think about it? They say orderliness is next to godliness. Now, who says that? Nobody of any importance, you can be sure. Because we don't make statements about ourselves. We don't make statements about our life and about who we are and what we are and where we are and where we're going and stuff like that. We don't make statements like that. And the reason that we don't make statements like that is that it's inconsequential to us. It's unimportant to us. It's totally something that is out of line with us. Now, think of this. If you have taught yourself to be an orderly person, if you have taught yourself to be always in divine order, if you have taught yourself to be a harmonious person, if you have taught yourself to be a person that is in balance, then it is just your nature to put things away. It's just your nature to be balanced. It's just your nature to put your clothing away. It's just your nature to do those things that are harmonious with you and harmonious with your life and harmonious with everything in the world. It's just your nature to do that. Now, is it your nature to do that? Is it your nature to do that? Is it your nature to wash a dish when you put it in the sink and immediately put it away or put it in the dishwasher? Is it your thought when you take off a shirt to throw it on the bed or to throw it in the closet or to hang it up or to put it in a laundry hamper? What is your habit? What is your way of doing things? How do you live your life? How do you live your life? Are you generally a balanced, orderly person who likes to have everything put in its proper place? When you can live untouched by the outer, when you can live untouched by that, if you're orderly, make it orderly. If you're not orderly, then don't pay any attention to anything, which you don't do. But it's in the little things. If we are orderly in the little things, if we are orderly in putting things away harmoniously and joyfully, if we are orderly putting things in a place where it's balanced for us, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's what orderliness is all about, being yourself. And if being yourself is being always putting everything in place, always putting everything away after you've finished using it, always rinsing out your dishes and putting them away after you use them, always clearing the table from whatever their things are after you've used them. If that is your manner, if that's your way of doing things, that's good, very good. And the only thing that's going to come benefiting you out of that is when you do it with love in your heart. When you do it because you are threatened or because you are cajoled to do it, then there's no balance there. Then there's no joy there. There's no happiness there. But when you do it because it's just your nature to neatly fold your clothes, to neatly put your things in the drawers, to neatly put everything in their proper place. When it's your balance, when it's your nature to do that, you can be sure you're living a very harmonious, happy, and a very sincere life. But when you're doing it because it's someone else's nature, then you haven't got it made yet. So long as your mother still has to tell you to put your clothes away, you haven't made it something for yourself. So long as your mother has to tell you what things to do and what to put on and how to act, you haven't done it for yourself. And so long as your mother hasn't told you to put the dirty dishes away after you've washed, after you've eaten a snack or eaten a meal or something by yourself, as long as you haven't cleaned up after yourself, as long as you haven't learned that, then that hasn't been your habit. And if it hasn't been your habit, then when anyone comes along to tell you what to do, then you feel chagrined by it. You feel unhappy by it. And we should never feel unhappy by doing anything. Everything should be our nature to do it. And it should be our nature that we learn by example. We learn by what is expected of us. We learn by what we expect of us. And when we expect the finest and the best out of ourselves, then our life is going to be a wonderful, balanced, happy life. But if we are going around having to tell others what to do and how to do it, then we've made a mistake. Are we the perfect example of how we want our life to be lived, how we want things to be done? Are we that perfect example? Are we the example where we want our guests to come into the kitchen and clean up the dishes and put things away and handle things? Or do we want our guests to go in the living room, sit and relax? And we go and take care of those chores because that's our privilege. When we go in their house, they take care of those things and we don't do it. They say, get out of my kitchen. Get out of my world. I want to do this here. And we don't feel badly about it. We only feel badly about it when we are not a good, balanced person ourselves. When we are not harmonious with ourselves. We're not a good example. So let's always be a good example to our children. Let's always be a good example to our world. Let's always be a good example to everything in life. And when we find that we are a good example to everything in life will be a good example to us. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters, that everything in life is a good example for us. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. I live my life, living according to what I believe and who I am, and that's all that really matters, isn't it? This day, live your life that way. Live your life in peace and balance. Live your life knowing that you are an example of what you believe about your world. And everyone can set their course by watching you because you care. Be that type of person all the time and watch how happy you can be. Know that in all these things, in all these doings, I love you. I love you. I love you unconditionally.